Today, RBA in dilemma land as CPI sticks. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, the latest post covering finance and property news. The less meaningful monthly CPI was released today by the ABS. The headline was that the reported annual CPI was unchanged, while the underlying rose just a tad. But remember, this monthly series is only partial, being goods heavy, while the services sector is the problem child at the moment, which is why the RBA prefers to look at the quarterly numbers, which are a couple of months away. Recall the RBA's dilemma, which was on one hand, the central bank said the decision to lower the cash rate from 4.35% to 4.1% recently was prompted by inflation falling a little more quickly than earlier expected. On the other hand, the RBA board remained cautious about the outlook. It warned that if monetary policy is eased too much and too soon, inflation's return to target could be delayed. Bullock said after their last meeting that the decision to cut was not a laydown misere. As a result, markets shifted expectations, predicting just one cut in July and no further easing until February 2026. Arguably, perhaps, the prudent course would have been to hold rates, but instead the bank had a bet both ways, cutting rates while declaring that an inflation fight was not over. After today's figures, well, this has not changed much at all. Looking at the detail, the monthly consumer price indicator rose 2.5% in the 12 months to January 25, according to the ABS. The largest contributors of the annual movement were food and non-alcoholic beverages up 3.3%, housing up 2.1%, and alcohol and tobacco up 6.4%. The prices for some items changed significantly, and measuring the underlying inflation, like the annual trimmed mean, and the CPI, excluding volatile items and holiday travel, can give more insights into how inflation is trending. The annual trimmed mean inflation, excluding volatile items and holiday travel, was 2.8% in January, slightly up from 2.7% in December. Food and non-alcoholic beverages rose 3.3% in the 12 months to January, up from a rise of 2.7% in December. The increase in annual food inflation was mainly driven by fruit, with prices 12.3% higher compared to 12 months ago. Berry prices remained elevated following poor growing conditions in the middle of 2024, and prices for avocados, mangoes, and citrus fruit have risen recently due to lower supply during the summer growing season. The housing group rose 2.1% in the 12 months of January, up from 1.5% in December. Rents rose 5.8% in the 12 months of January, following a 6.2% rise in December, with easing rental price growth reflecting recent increases in vacancy rates across most capital cities. But of course, we've also got the Commonwealth Rent Assistance Programme supporting. New dwelling prices slowed to 2% in the 12 months of January, following a 2.3% rise in the 12 months to December. That was the lowest annual rise in new dwelling prices since June 2021. The slowing in annual new dwelling inflation is due to project home builders offering discounts and promotional offers to entice business, as well as improvements in the supply of materials and labour. Most of the increase in annual inflation for the housing group to January was caused by increases in electricity prices for those Queensland households that had used up the Queensland state government's electricity rebates. Electricity rebates lower the price of electricity for households. The Queensland government introduced a one-off electricity rebate of $1,000 from July 2024. This rebate exceeded the average electricity bill for Queensland households. The impact of the rebate, though, was lower in January than December, as some households had exhausted the full value of the rebate, the ABS said. Compared to 12 months ago, electricity prices were 11.5% lower in January. That's a smaller decrease than the year to December 2024, when it was 17.9%. If you exclude all Commonwealth and state government rebates, electricity prices would have fallen 1.2% in the 12 months of January 2024, compared to an annual fall of 0.9% in December 2024. Automotive fuel prices fell 1.9% in the 12 months of January, following a 1.4% annual fall in December. Now, Treasurer Jim Chalmers played down an uptick in the Reserve Bank of Australia's preferred measure of inflation, highlighting both headline and underlying inflation was still inside the bank's target for two straight months. The headline result was slightly below market expectations of 2.6% in the 12 months to January. Chalmers lauded the result, saying two straight months inside the RBA's target band was evidence the worst of the inflation crisis was over, and suggested the uptick in underlying inflation was a normal movement. We've seen around the world that inflation doesn't moderate in a straight line, with inflation rising in almost every major advanced economy in January, Chalmers said. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor honed in on the lift in underlying inflation, suggests that it was a long journey out and there was still a long way to go before stressed mortgage holders receive substantial rate relief. There's still a long way to go. And we heard from Michelle Bullock, the Reserve Bank governor, just last week that we're not getting back to anywhere near the level of interest rates we had in the past, he said. Goldman Sachs chief economist in Australia, Andrew Bayak, said the result reinforced his view that the RBA would cut interest rates again in April, May, and August, while KPMG chief economist Brendan Ryan said the result showed why the RBA's decision to cut rates would have been line ball. The impact of US tariffs will be inflationary, the US Federal Reserve will be more cautious over more cuts, and this will flow through to the global economy and Australian inflation, Ryan said. So the bottom line is, nothing here really to change the trajectory. Expect rates to hang around roughly where they are for some time, and we will see more, of course, when the next inflation data comes. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.